The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Hei Amud Beis discusses the Isser Malacha on Purim. One side in the Gemara is that it's Isser Medina, based on the pasuk in the Megillah, Lasis Asay Mishta Simcha V'Yamtav. Yamtav connotes an Isser Malacha. The other Mahalak in the Gemara learns that it's only an Isser of Minog, because if we look later on in the Megillah, it says Mishta V'Simcha Yamtav is not mentioned. In the tzad that it's a Minog, we could discuss the following Chakira. Is that Minog a Minog to have a Yamtav? Like, for example, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is a yantiv, but it's mitam minog. It's a minog to have a yantiv. So he's Purim, the idea that it's a yantiv, a kedushas yantiv, midin minog, or is it that there's no kedushas yantiv? There's a minog not to do actual malacha, which will interfere with the simcha. Perhaps a raya might have been in the fact that we see a netiya shel simcha is allowed. The Gemara says that when it's a netiya of simcha, it is permitted on Purim. Which would appear that the whole minhag was just to ask the malacha that not to interfere with the simcha. When it's simcha, malacha is allowed. However, this is not mukhrach, because look in Yerushalmi and Daf Dalet, the Yerushalmi compares it to the idea of a chalamoyid. A chalamoyid is a yamtiv. Nonetheless, the iser malacha is limited. The limitations are from the din simcha. The simcha curbs the iser malacha and limits it. And the Ritvan Mayakan explains that there's two parts. There's the kedusha and then there's the chiv simcha. And in yantav as well, the simcha limits the iser malacha to some degree. Eichel nefesh is mutter. When it comes to chalamayid, then the yantav part is weaker. The simcha is going to be able to curb it even more, to allow for anything that will take away from the simcha, for example, Davar Aved, etc. It's obviously the details of Chol HaMoed are beyond the scope of this discussion. So, that being the case, we could say even on the side of Minog, it's also a Din Yantiv. Now, the Sfas Emes asks a kasha from the Mishnah in the second Perek, that says someone who's writing a Megillah, the Gemara discusses if he's reading it as he writes, if he's Yotze, he's not Yotze, that's a discussion over there. However, what we see from there is that somebody's writing a Megillah on Yontif. What happened to the Isser Malacha? So the Yerushalmi actually brings a riot from there that there's no Isser Malacha on Purim. How are we going to understand that Mishnah? So the Sfas Emes says that it's going to be talking about at night, and at night there's no Isser Malacha. Now this Nidin, whether or not there is a Malacha, Isser Malacha at night, is discussed. The Bir Halacha says that there's no Isser Malacha by night, like we see in the Sfas Emes. Chasam Sefer argues, and he says there is an Isser Malacha at night. Mishnah Brura's reasoning would be because it says you may mishta v'simcha, that the mishta v'simcha is by day. The simalacha is also going to be by day. Some say for his machalik that no, by yamtiv itself, we find this mandi yamar that holds that the chiyuv simcha of yamtiv is only by day. Nonetheless, the Isser Malacha is certainly true by night as well. And it needs hesber. Why is it in the Mishnah Berurah's side that there's no Isser Malacha by night? Why is it different than a regular yontif where the Isser Malacha is there regardless of the Din Simcha? And we're going to try and explain this point as we go along. So, do you say that we could explain this with based on Chasam Sefer and Chuvas, is that Purim is fundamentally different than other Yom Tovim? We find the term used in Purim avasiya lios oisin as may purim ha'ela. The Chassam Sefer says that there's an idea of Purim that our input is actually part of what's creating the day. The ruach that we create, I believe he applies it to the minhag of wearing costumes, is an idea that we, to some degree, infuse the day with a certain ruach, and that actually contributes to the yom. And memela, we could suggest that at night we don't have asiyah, then the kedushas hayom will be less, and memela won't be an iser malacha. Now, the truth is that leads us to a different point, which is we find an interesting discrepancy at night. On one hand, we don't seem not to have asiyah, we don't have the mitzvahs, but mitzad sheni we see there's a chiv of laning the Megillah. And this is problematic. The Chachamim ask that we find there is a hekesh between Zechira and Asiyah. It says Nizkarim v'Nasim. The pasuk in the Megillah says Nizkarim v'Nasim. We compare a hekesh between Zechira and Asiyah. Someone has said that there is a chiyuv of Suda by night, just not the Iker Suda. However, the Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua learns that the Kriya by night is only L'mitzvah. Some say it's a Derabbanan, but it's not the mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. It's not the mitzvah of Mordechai v'Esther coming from the Megillah. And as far as the Iker mitzvah, that's by day. The Tzfas Emes gives a very interesting approach. He's medayik in the Gemara that the Gemara says there's a chiyav likrois the Megillah belayla l'shnois b'yom, to read the Megillah by night and repeat it by day. So he explains the Iker Chiv to read it by night is in order that the daytime should be a Lashneisa. The daytime should be a second time. And it's not for itself, but it's rather the Iker there for the Kriya of daytime. And that's when you really have the Zechira in its proper form. And perhaps we could explain that the Kriya by nighttime is not a Din Zechira, it's not a recitation of the Ma'ura, of the Nes, of the Mice that happened, but rather it's a Kriya of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's a limit of Torah. It's learning the Megillah as Kisvei HaKodesh. And that accomplishes that when we lay in it by day, when we zecher the neis, we mention, we say over the story, it gives us the perspective that this is not just a story that happened, but rather this story became an entity of Torah. Every part of it is connected to its sources above. And it's a whole different form of zechira when we have that background of the perspective of the Nes of Purim being an entity of Torah. And a raya to this idea we find from the Gemara Megillah that says, Memches Nevi'im Amdu L'Yisrael, Vlehoisef Aygar Chos Memordechai V'Esther. The 48 Nevi'im, nobody added or subtracted other than Mordechai and Esther. Obviously, Hoisafa refers to that of the mitzvah of Purim. But where do they take away? So the Imre Emes explains that Greyasa was in the fact that they instituted the Kriya, the Teresh Bechsav by night. Kriya Samigil by night is Teresh Bechsav. And Teresh Bechsav, we know, is generally supposed to be learned by day. And the institution of Teresh Bechsav at night was described by the Gemara as a Greyasa. So we see from the Simri Emes, it would appear that the Kriya by nighttime is not Zechira. Because Zechira, L'chura wouldn't have been described as learning Teresh Shebechzav. It's a Zechira Sanes. The fact that he's describing it as learning Teresh Shebechzav would appear that it's, like we said, that it's a different entity. It's a Kriya of Kisvei Kodesh. And the Zechira is actually by day. Regardless, we see from here that nighttime is void both of Asiyah and Zechira. And as such, we could explain what we began saying before, that by Purim, our input is what brings about the Kedushas Hayoim. So by night, where we don't have Zechira, we don't have Asiyah, the Kedusha will not be Chal, at least to the degree where it will create an Isser Malacha. And a riot to this, we find in the Yerushalmi, I believe on Daf Dalid, that in a situation where Kriyas HaMegillah is not done on the day of Purim, it's nidche to a different day, for example, the Kfarim, where they makdim liyam haknisa, they lay in the Megillah earlier, in those situations, there will not be an Isser Malacha. So we see pretty clearly from here that the Isser Malacha needs the actual Asiyah and Zechira of Purim in order to have the Kedusha to that degree where it's Asur B'Malacha. And we could just extend this to another aspect of Purim where we see this concept so fundamentally that Purim was Neschadesh Ksuvim. The Ksuvim, the third chelik of Teresh B'Ksav, was really brought up, came about. I think we look in the Gemara Megillah explains that it came about in the Mice of Purim. And Ksuvim is not B'Nevuah, it's written B'Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh comes from us. It's not Nevuah comes from Mimal, it comes from above. Ruach HaKodesh is from us. But that Ruach HaKodesh generated an entity of Torah Shebichtav, which is a Torah which is acknowledged from above. It's a Torah which is part of the Chavta al-Sfarim. So we see this concept in Purim that it's an Avodah that begins from us and it is acknowledged in Shemayim to that of a Yontif, that of a Ksuvim, that of actual Teresh B'Chzav. This concept you find applied to the Bayi Shlishi, but that is, that's beyond the scope of this discussion. We're not going to go into the details how it relates to that. I want to just close with one final thought, which is in a situation where you have a Purim Mishulash, like we have in the Krachim and in Yerushalayim, where Purim falls out on Shabbos. In that situation, there's a machlekes as far as the appropriate time for Mishleich Manas. The Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that which we follow lahalacha, which is that it's done on Sunday at the Zman, which is when we do the Suda. However, the Yavitz is of the opinion that it's done on Shabbos. And the Achrayim want to be titled this Machlaikis in the Yisayit of Mashleich Manas. According to the Trumas HaDeshen, that Mashleich Manas is in order to accomplish that there should be a riboy of food to have the Suda in an enhanced fashion. So, obviously then it's going to go on the same Zman as the Suda, which would be Sunday. However, the Manas HaLevi is of the opinion that the Mashleich Manas is to accomplish a riboy of reyes, of achva v'reyes among Klal Yisrael. And there are a lot of nafkaminas based on this machlekes, but according to that opinion, it would be appropriate to keep it on Shabbos. And we could explain, perhaps, that the yisoid of the din, what's the idea, what's the relationship between the achva reyes and Purim? Purim, we know, is a zman of Kabbal Satera. Kimu v'kiblu, kiblu mashakimu, kimu mashakiblu kvar, there was a new Kabbal Satera in Purim. And that is Machayev Achtus. Because if we look by the first Kabbal Satera by Maimon Har Sinai, it's Mavur over there, Vayichan Sham, Kenegara Harki Shachabalevacha. There was, Rashi says it was the one time that there was a true Achtus in Klal Yisrael. Chacham Sofer says it was actually a Nase. In order to facilitate Kabbal Satera, it needed that Achtus. And therefore Purim, which is also an Inyan of Kabbal Satera, needs that Achtus. And we're trying to accomplish that through the Mashleich Manas. So perhaps we could explain that the Suda is Nidche to Sunday. The Makar of that is based on a Yerushalmi that brings a drasha, which is brought in the Yerushalmi. And we could understand conceptually that the Suda, we said, is begeder asiyah. Neos oisin is imepur me'ela. Asiyah is not done on Shabbos. That's something which is shayach techol. It's done on Sunday. Mashegim b'shleich manos, which is connected to that element of Kabbal Sater, which exists in Purim, that is certainly appropriate for Shabbos. You know, the Gemara says, akol moedin b'shabbos nitna, and the me'ela, it remains in its place on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.